On a Tuesday afternoon, time for our weekly update from the folks at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council based in Warren, Minnesota, Ponyville. And joining us from the Northland is Mo Regalado from the Arts Council. Hi, Mo. How are you?
Hi, Rom. How are you?
I'm wet. How about you?
Yeah, kind of. I'm wondering when this is ever going to leave.
Well, Saturday, they say, kind of, maybe.
They say a lot of things.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you would, Mo, for those listening maybe for the first time to your voice, what is your role with the Arts Council and responsibilities?
My role with the Arts Council, I'm the marketing and promotion specialist. So okay. I'm the one that's bugging people to do interviews. I'm the one that is posting stuff up on our Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest accounts. I maintain the website, which is www.northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. And anything that is happening within the arts community, send that information to me. I will post it up on the website and, of course, get it out to all of our social media.
You are in the know.
Yes.
There's a pause there. I don't know why, but...
There was a pause there because sometimes I'm so in the know that I don't know where I'm at.
I can understand that. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Well, there was a big deal in Middle River, Minnesota recently, the Arts Council's Spring Art Exhibit, and you had some big winners from that event, didn't you?
We did, and it was absolutely... It's the first time that I've ever participated in actually going and seeing what was happening, and it was amazing. The artwork that is coming out of Northwest Minnesota... Holy cow. Unbelievable. I mean, just wonderful. And so the Arts Council actually awarded $2,450 at this event. In the adult category, Bo Bakken of Hallock took first place with his acrylic painting, Barcelona, Spain, and he was awarded $500. And what was amazing about that, I was really drawn to that actual painting. Was so drawn by the color and the artistry of it. And I think that's what's interesting is that so many people get pulled in and they feel viscerally about something.
Sure.
And that's the great thing about art. Now, the Adults People Choice Award went to Deb Aune of Gatsky. I hope I'm saying her last name right.
Is it A-U-N-E?
A-U-N-E.
Aune.
Aune.
Yeah, sure. Aune. Yeah.
So let me say that again. The Adult People's Choice Award went to Deb Aune of Gatsky for her painting, Dad Loves His Wood Stove, and she was awarded $100.
Yay! That's great. That's fantastic.
Now, I was absolutely blown away by this student artwork. I mean, the adult artwork, yes, fantastic. These guys have been doing it. But the student art was just absolutely unreal.
Yeah.
Rom, real quick, in the student category, Brian Sanchez of Crookston came in first place for his mixed media drawing titled Cultural Self-Portrait. He was awarded $300. And then the Student People's Choice Award went to Brooke Panzer of Crookston for her sculpture, Horsehair Potter. And she received $50. And it, like I said earlier, it's amazing to see the artwork that's coming out from these students and their vision. And it's really exciting to see what they're going to do as they get older and grow in their art. So pretty amazing.
And again, coming up in East Grand Forks, I believe it's open right now. There's a wonderful exhibit from a local artist, a regional artist, at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks. And she is from where again?
She is from Gully, Minnesota.
Okay.
And her, you can actually take a little preview of the kind of work that she does by going to our website, NorthwestMinnesotaArtsCouncil.org.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a reception for her on Saturday at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery, which is in East Grand Forks, and she is our featured artist. And she does a lot of pen and ink drawing. It's very fresh. I feel like when I look at her stuff, I'm literally being drawn into a storybook. And that's what I really enjoy about what she does.
And her exhibit's going on right now at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery, downtown East Grand Forks. That's in the Riverwalk Mall. And one final note, the Community Theater of TRF is having upcoming productions on stage, and that, I believe, is at Northland in Thief River.
They have a bunch of shows coming up, and the newest one is actually going to be running May 27th through the 29th, and each show is at 7 p.m. at Northland Community and Technical College, I believe in their theater, and this one is called Forever Plaid. They also have the Fantastics coming up June 23rd through the 27th, and then July 21st through the 24th, they have Steel Magnolias. They've got so much interesting stuff happening. And again, that is all performances will be at 7 p.m. at Northland College Theater. And the latest one that they have is Forever Plaid. And this is from their Facebook page, which is Thief River Falls Community Arts Council. an affectionate musical homage to the 1950s Close Harmony guys group. And this is by Stuart Ross, and it's directed by Barb Geer. I absolutely love everything that everybody's doing up here in Northwest Minnesota.
Indeed, I concur, Mo. And everything we talked about on the air here is available on their website at the Arts Council, whether it be the Spring Art Exhibit Winners, People's Choice Award, the current exhibit at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks, or any other service or activity. Check out their wonderful website. And the address again, Mo, is?
The address for the Arts Council website is www.northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. You can find us on Facebook, Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. You can find us on Twitter at NW Arts Council. So that's NW Arts and then Council. And then you can also find us on Pinterest, and that is Northwest Minnesota Arts Council.
And the old-fashioned way, their phone number is area code 218-745-9111. Mo, thank you so much, and take care. Keep dry.
Thank you, Ron. We appreciate everything that you do for us. We really do. Thank
you
so much.
Take care.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mo Regalado with the update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council every Tuesday just after 3 on Pioneer 90.1.